RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
And Des is here with the sport, and Des, Man City racking up the goals last night.
Yeah, I think it's a huge step towards the Premier League title for City now. They beat Wolves 5-1 at Molineux, and with just two games remaining, they're now 3 points clear of Liverpool. But very significantly, the goal difference is 7 goals better than Liverpool. So even if City lost a game and Liverpool won and they were level on points, the goal difference is very significant in City's favour. Kevin De Bruyne was the star. He scored City's opening 4 goals. Raheem Sterling got the other one. Here's what the City manager Pep Guardiola had to say about De Bruyne's exploits.
Now, he's playing the last 2 or 3 months, and especially in the Premier League, have been outstanding. So, yeah, he has been our key man in the last part of the season, alongside the effort for all of them. I'm happy because always Kevin had the sense for the assist too. He's so generous and always thinking what is the best for the team. But always we try to push him. We have to win games. We have to score goals. And this year, I think, is the more prolific year in this sense.
Yeah, it's looking good for City. At the other end of the table, it's not good, looking good for Leeds. Their relegation worries deepened last night. They lost 3-0 at home to Chelsea. So Leeds remain in the relegation zone on the same points as Burnley, who have a game in hand. But again, Leeds had to play a lot of the match with only 10 men. Daniel James was sent off after half an hour. Mason Mount, Christian Pulisic and Romelu Lukaku scored for Chelsea. Everton moved 2 points clear of the relegation zone with a 0-0 draw at Watford. They also have a game in hand over Leeds. And Leicester City beat Norwich 3-0, Jamie Vardy scoring twice. Now, Celtic have won the Scottish Premiership title after a 1-1 draw away to Dundee United at Tannadice Park. The result takes them 4 points clear of Rangers ahead of the final weekend of games. Rangers did win 4-1 at home to Ross County, but it wasn't enough. Here's the Celtic captain, Callum McGregor.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. This is what dreams are made of. The lads have been absolutely first class all season. The whole club has came together after a disappointing season last year. And we all get what it was tonight. These fans are unbelievable as well.
And your first one as captain as well. Just sum up how extra special that makes it feel for you.
Yeah, it's amazing. Something I'm super, super proud of. I'm sure my mum will be crying in the house. But it's honestly, I can't describe how I feel. Super proud, and just want to thank this group of players for that.
Yeah, now there's a huge game tonight when Tottenham host Arsenal. Both sides are battling for the fourth and final place in the league, which guarantees a spot in next year's very lucrative Champions League. In Gaelic games, Tipperary claimed a very dramatic Munster minor hurling title. They beat Clare in the final on penalties after the teams were level at the end of extra time. Finished 122 for Tip, 25 points to Clare. Tip successfully scored the first 3 penalties. Clare missed all 3, and so Tipperary took the title. Meanwhile, Dublin and Kildare qualified for the Leinster minor football final. 4 more players have left the Down football squad ahead of the Tailteann Cup, the draw for which takes place on this programme next Monday morning. The Irish News reports this morning that Ryan McAvoy, Gerard Collins, Corey Quinn and Charlie Smith, the latest to walk away from the Down squad. There were 3 victories for the Irish at the Women's World Amateur Boxing Championships in Istanbul yesterday. Michaela Walsh, Amy Broadhurst and Carly McNall all won, but Aoife O'Rourke lost on a split decision. In racing, the Dante Stakes is the feature at York today, where Aidan O'Brien saddles Bluegrass. And racing home is at Clonmel, and the first race is off at 4:30.